A month-long military training operation off southern Vancouver Island ended this week. More than 1,000 military members took part in Trident Fury, a multinational training exercise that included forces from the United States, Japan, and other NATO partners. It featured a full spectrum of tactical air and sea warfare exercises and included live fire. 6 Royal Canadian Navy ships took part, as well as Royal Canadian Air Force aircraft, the Department of National Defence said in a statement. Exercise Trident Fury 23 provides the Royal Canadian Navy an excellent opportunity to train the Canadian Pacific Fleet, allies, and joint elements in maritime tactical level warfare as part of a multinational task group, said Rear Admiral Christopher Robinson, commander of Joint Task Force Pacific, in a statement. Working with other ships and aircraft as a task group is fundamentally different than individual ship operations, and it's important that we practice those skills on a regular basis. The military exercise also served as training for HMCS Ottawa and HMCS Vancouver before their upcoming deployment to the Indo-Pacific region. The last Trident Fury military exercise was conducted in 2020, but was much smaller due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The last one of similar size and scope was in 2013. Midge Lowe at TimesColonist.com.